So we just breathe and relax. Breathe and relax and give thanks. Give thanks for this amazing, beautiful, beautiful fall day. For the glory of the sky and the streaming sunshine. For the beauty of the changing leaves and the order of the universe that allows this magnificent changing of the seasons that reminds us of the cycle of life. Life is beautiful. There is something exquisite about every moment. There's something sparkling in every place. And so we give thanks for the shining, beautiful sparkles, for the clarity and the wisdom that comes forward in our minds in response to great beauty. As we look up and see the sky and see the clouds, see the sun, see the stars at night, the moon and the planets, behold this entire universe of grace. This is such an amazing place that we have chosen to incarnate within. We are so blessed to be here. I love the flavor of joy that I call reverence and awe and wonder. To explore the wonder of the universe. To feel that beauty that surrounds us. To go out in nature and relax and listen to the babbling of a brook. Let's sit by a creek for a moment and listen to the babbling of a brook. Or the vibration of a cell phone. And trust that it's all perfect. And that any excuse to giggle is a good excuse. We can even have excuse-free giggles if we want to. It is such a wonderful thing to sit with friends and laugh. I give thanks for the wonder of friendship. Infinite love and gratitude for amazing people with open hearts, for loving smiles and warm hugs, for gathering with a group of people who laugh and love and celebrate life together, for gathering with friends who we feel so good to be around, for hearts that are open, for energy that is uplifted and connected, feeling the wonder of what it's like to be with connected people, to share bliss fields with each other, the fields of bliss that are contagious and dynamically move from heart to heart as we open and receive this beautiful energy that we are creating as a group with our focus of attention, with our willingness to go into the highest vibrations we can find. We experience this beauty, this wonder that exists in life in every moment. It's always here. It's a part of the very fabric of the universe that we live in. This wonder, this awe, this reverence. There is so much to appreciate. And we just allow ourselves to relax and breathe. And find something else that's wonderful to appreciate. I appreciate sitting in a circle of friends and breathing. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing the air that we've all breathed with every breath. Acknowledging the oneness of life itself. Feeling the power and the beauty of what's going on here right now. Allowing ourselves to tap into the infinite love. The love is as deep as an ocean. A love that is as broad as the sky. The love that is as sure and stable and secure as anything that is, more than anything that is. For what is in the physical is temporary, even that which lasts for billions of years. But what is in the non-physical is stable, secure and permanent. The love that is there for us, as us, from our inner beings, is ever present. There is nowhere that love is not. It is right here and right now. It connects us to the infinite nature of ourselves. And we are that love. We are the timely expression of the timeless love. As we open our hearts and smile at each other and bask in the beauty of gathering with amazing people, as we do positive aspects of our friends, the ones in this room and the ones that we love outside of this room, we tap into that infinite love. We tap into that glorious mind that connects us all. For there is only one mind. We each have an individuation of that one, but we are all connected to the infinite at our core. Just like Esther connects to Abraham, we all connect to that divine knowing, the infinite knowing, cosmic consciousness. That has all the answers. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that wonderful? I feel such power in the knowing of that divine connection that exists within us all the time. Even when we don't know, there is that within us that always knows. And when we ask, the answer is always given. Connecting into that infinite spirit. That glorious non-physical presence, the cosmic comicness that can make us giggle as well as enlighten us, empower us, and guide us with every moment. Giving thanks for the ever-presence of our guidance in every moment, in every place we can possibly go, we are guided by our emotions. Giving thanks for negative emotion. It tells us that we're looking in the wrong direction or we're thinking something that doesn't agree with what our inner being is thinking. Giving thanks for positive emotion that says, come this way. Come over here. Look at what I see. Our inner beings are ever telling us about the beauty of the universe, the power of who we are, the clarity of our vision, the delight of our senses. Our inner being is willing to join us in the joy of life at any time, being playful and happy and silly and giggly and having fun with all of this. Is our inner being's delight. And our emotions lead us in that direction. Feeling the love that expands us. Delighting in the guidance that takes us to our next gentle step of evolution. To the doorway that opens into our vibrational escrow. And the wonders that we find there. Playground, the storehouse, everything we've ever asked for, perfectly orchestrated in divine order to open through one doorway after another to give us that beautiful light to match that perfect moment in synchrony, to allow us to laugh at life, to love our lives, to bless our lives, to appreciate every moment, to expand into the grace of this powerful day, of this beautiful opportunity to connect with amazing people, to expand our minds, to delight in the wonder of the teachings of Abraham, of the understanding of law of attraction, of the deepening knowing of the power of who we are as the leading edge of thought. Those who, by our focus of thought, help the whole universe expand and evolve. We are the grace. And we, when we are focused beautifully, feel awe and wonder about ourselves. We see the magnificence that is the truth of our being. We see the glory that comes from the one manifesting as the many. Each one of us unique, exquisitely beautiful, powerful, free, clear, joyful, capable, intentional, wise. Seeing through the eyes of Source is such a blessing, because everything we see is beautiful. Our inner beings see with the eyes of beauty. They hear with the ears of harmony. They touch with the gentleness of serenity. They know with the wisdom of the divine. And what our inner beings see and feel and sense is available to us as we vibrate in appreciation and wonder, reverence and awe, intention, clarity and peace. And so I give thanks for the opportunity, the door that opened for me today, to take myself to this place and to welcome each of you to come with me. For it feels good to me, and I am grateful to share what feels good to me with my friends. There is plenty in this universe. We are abundant. There is always enough. Enough good stuff, enough wonder, enough love, enough awe, enough money, enough adventures, enough experiences. And with each one, something more calls to us. For we never get it done. We are eternal, infinite, beautiful beings. And I feel privileged to sit among this group today. Thank you for this opportunity. I am grateful. And so it is.